Applications, they're now open for the 2025 First Nations Cancer Scholarships Program, a federal government-backed initiative supporting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leadership in cancer control. The program's a partnership between Aurora Education Foundation and Cancer Australia, and it's offering 4 scholarships to eligible Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students, health professionals, or early career researchers in a cancer-related field. Up to $120,000 per year available for up to 3 years, plus tailored academic well-being and community support. It's a great opportunity to help build the next generation of Indigenous leaders in cancer research and care. We had Tamara Murdoch, Deputy CEO of Aurora Education Foundation, on earlier this week. She chatted with our producer, Alex, on what the program is and what they hope to change with it. Here is that chat.
I'm Tamara Murdoch. I'm a Noongar woman from the southwest of Western Australia, based on Whadjuk Noongar Budja, or Perth, and I'm the Deputy CEO and Head of Strategy of the Aurora Education Foundation.
So this new scholarship program is a major investment in First Nations cancer care, $5.9 million to be exact. How exactly is this funding used?
Well, the key method in which we utilise this funding is through the administration of the First Nations Cancer Scholarship. And that scholarship is a fairly significant scholarship, probably one of the largest scholarships that's currently been offered on the domestic market for Indigenous postgraduate and early career researchers.
Yeah, and so you're not just offering funding. Scholars also get well-being and academic support. Can you tell our listeners how exactly that kind of support changes the games for the recipients?
So what we understand about the experience that First Nations students have, particularly in the tertiary system, is that there are a lot of scholarships on the market, but not a lot of scholarships that enable students and researchers to make informed decisions about how best to utilise their funding so that they can make decisions that will enable them to succeed in their education. So I think that's a really key component of the First Nations Cancer Scholarship, is that we really enable the students to enact their own self-determination. And then as an extension of the work that we do with students, we support them with accessing health and wellbeing services or any services that will enable their success. And that is done in conversation with the individual to understand what are their needs and how can we best support those needs to be met.
Yeah, so you could kind of describe it as like a culturally safe alternative to a lot of scholarships nowadays that are not necessarily built for them.
Yeah, that's right. And I think the key word you use there is an alternative. And what we're really trying to do is reset the understanding of what a really culturally informed scholarship and support network means for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
And I think that's a really admirable cause. And I think in doing that, you kind of create a network of First Nation leaders in, you know, that area in cancer research and care. With that in mind, what kind of long-term change do you hope to see from this sort of program?
It's probably threefold in terms of what we're really trying to achieve. You know, we want long-term impact that is grounded in a vision of health equity, in Indigenous leadership and lasting systemic change. And we really hope that the program will enable a growth in really a strong, skilled First Nations cancer workforce, that by doing that, we're having some impact on improving cancer outcomes for First Nations communities, and we're advancing self-determination, as I said, and systemic change in the longer term. I think the First Nations Cancer Scholarship Program is really an investment in people, in individuals who will transform cancer care and research for and with First Nations communities. So this is really about creating a future where there is equity, it is culturally grounded, and Indigenous excellence is the norm, not the exception.
So with that in mind, what does it mean to you personally as a First Nation person yourself, and also to Aurora Education Foundation in general, to be a part of something with this sort of impact?
So I've been very fortunate that I've been involved with Aurora in a professional capacity for the last 5 years, but I've been engaged with the organisation for over a decade now. And that's because I had the benefit of being a recipient of some of the other programs that Aurora delivers, including a scholarships program. So I personally know the excellent work that the organization does and just how important it is in enabling First Nations people to succeed in education and then ascend into positions of leadership where we're able to inform decisions that will impact our communities for the better. So, you know, I think, again, this is about a long-term commitment, and that's what is central to the work that Aurora does, is that by supporting the individual, we can uplift the community.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to have that sort of visibility, that sort of platform. It's a really big problem that, you know, First Nation people don't get seen in all the change and work that they do. So it's always great to see that recognition, you know, paid off for. So,
you know, it really is. And I didn't speak to this, but cancer is now the leading cause of death amongst our people. Mm-hmm. And that's because of a range of factors. But a large part of that is not feeling like you're able to access the right care, whether that be going and attending, you know, screening and treatment services, or just having a yarn with your GP mm-hmm. about your health concerns. And I think that what we're trying to do by having a longer term commitment is saying that we truly do believe that in order to shift the dial on cancer outcomes for our mob, we need Indigenous leaders at the forefront, whether that's in the lab creating treatments or, you know, in the clinical practices or delivering other sort of health care, whether that's art therapy or social services, that by uplifting our young people to eventually be in those positions of leadership and decision making is how we will affect change.
Yeah, I agree with that, particularly with something as sensitive as healthcare. It's really important to have that culturally safe framework around it. And I'm just glad that there are some programs out there that are addressing these like directly rather than I spoke to someone before and they were just like, some things are just quite tokenistic flick and tick exercises.
That's exactly right, because we can probably either talk to our own experiences or know people within our own families or communities that have had experiences where they have received scholarship or received access to programs, but it's very prescriptive in terms of what you can and can't use your funding for, what services you can access, what support you can get from the scholarship straight up. And I think we've really listened to that. And like I said, I think one of the reasons that we've been quite successful with the First Nations Cancer Scholarship is because, you know, there are individuals like myself and as well as our CEO who have been recipients of past scholarships. So we know what works and we know where there are major areas for improvement. And one of those areas for improvement has always been about self-determination. You are the best person to determine how best to use your fund, whether that's about paying your university fees or enabling you to be able to put food on the table and access healthcare, or about being able to attend a conference because that's something that's going to add to your education and your knowledge base. Really, it is about having conversations with one another and understanding that the scholarship recipient is actually the person who is best placed to be making those decisions.
Yeah, exactly. I really like the concept of independent self-determination that, you know, you introduce through that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's a really good program to have. So I just wanted to put my own piece in there. I was like...
No problem. Well, look, there's a lot of programs that are on offer at Aurora, not just our scholarship program. You know, we do an internship program and international study tour. We really work with community from those who are in high school right through to those who are very well established in their career, because we have a strong belief in learning never ends. And so there's always an opportunity to grow, and we're very proud to be in a position that we can facilitate that. And we're starting to see some of that actually come through with some of our programs, where you have, you know, a big sister who's in the high school program, who's now graduated out of the high school program and is now doing an internship, and their, you know, little brother's coming through. So we're starting to see that broader impact, not just on the individual, but families and then communities. So I think we understand that the work that we do is generational, and that while we love to celebrate the small wins, and when someone graduates from high school or they complete their internship, and we should definitely be celebrating that. For us, it's about how do we deliver, or how do we work with our community to deliver the longer term changes that we all know are required, and that we all know that that's what will make the difference 7 generations from now.
And to those interested in joining this scholarship program, where should we send them?
So anybody who's interested in the program, go to the Indigenous Pathways portal, which is Aurora's scholarships website. And they can find all the information on the First Nations Cancer Scholarship there.
That was Alex with a wonderful report here on The Daily on 2SER, speaking with Tamara Murdoch, Deputy CEO of Aurora Education.